So who was I before I finished my sentence? You had your hand up first. Come on up.
Call him quick draw.
Now with your story, you've told your story and you've got a summary of it, right? So at this point, Sonny doesn't need to go into detail telling me his whole story again. But you've got it kind of summarized. And the advantage of it as a summary is that it has rich meaning to you, but if I'm helping him, I don't have to get caught up in his story or he doesn't have to reveal things to me. But you know, so how would you sum up your story?
that I'm not okay and that it's around my body. And one of the things is that I'm fat. And that it feels like I've always had that. And that even when I've been a fitness fanatic and working out all the time, and you know, I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, hey, you look pretty good. And no, there's this feeling of that I'm still not.
So you have this sense of being fat, yeah. Even when you're really fit. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so the story is something around that. So you're always commenting on that to yourself? Or
yeah.
Kind of. So does that make sense? That's probably all we really need to know.
Okay.
So what's the positive purpose of telling yourself that story?
Well, it used to be that I would motivate, it was for motivation. Like when I think about it, like that, I'm just motivating myself and that's the positive intention. But beneath that, after doing a re-imprinting process with you actually many years ago, we went to being in my mother's womb. And in my mother's womb, she felt fat. She felt not okay and fat because she was pregnant. So then as I think about that, I'm realizing that part of the positive intention is to belong, be in that, you know.
Like, say more about to belong. Belong how? Belong to whom?
Well, that's what my mom did. She didn't feel okay about her body, and she felt fat, and that was my first feeling.
So it's a way of being connected with her?
It's a way of being connected with her.
Okay. So what you really want is a way to be connected to people you love, mm-hmm. maybe in particular your mom. Mm-hmm. And one way to do it was this old way of kind of taking after her in terms of this feeling fat kind of thing, even if you're not. Okay, does that make sense to everybody? So I just need enough to know, does it make sense? Does that add up? Do I think he really has it? If the ultimate goal is to stay connected, well, this may be one way to do it. It's pretty common that people do that. I've met an awful lot of clients that have had hereditary health issues that aren't really hereditary. There's no evidence for hereditary, but they have them because mom and dad had them and they learned them. You ever heard things like, the knee problem runs in the family. But you go to the doctor and the doctor goes, well, you know, that's not necessarily hereditary. Often they're belief related. Elvis Presley died of the same strange heart ailment his mother did, and there's no hereditary part of it at all.
And at the same age.
And at the same age, they're both 47 or something. 43, 47.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting. That's not uncommon for people to do that kind of thing. So as you think about the story, Sonny, where do you feel this in your body?
Is there
feelings associated kind of in your solar plexus, like in your gut, so to speak?
Yeah.
So imagine pulling all that out. So kind of get a sense of what that is. Tell yourself a bit of the story. If any residue feelings, and you're saying it's right here, kind of in your gut, your solar mm-hmm. plexus, just imagine pulling it all out. Sometimes a metaphor is, have you all seen Star Trek? You know how they beam up people? Kind of get it all out that way. Or you can imagine a breeze blowing it out. Something, make sure you get it all. And get it out there, at least by the back of the room. Sometimes people have to really pull a lot out to get it. It's been there for your whole life.
Right? Can I borrow a shovel?
just get it all out. Get a sense of the color, the shape of whatever residue's there and pull it all out. Yeah, point to it. And just put a plexiglass shield between you and it, and it can't bounce back. And see it out there. What's it look like? Like, what color is it? What shape?
It's a star.
A star? Mm-hmm. And what color would it be? Like
goldish yellow.
A goldish yellow. Well, imagine draining all the color out of it, so it's almost just sort of translucent.
Okay.
Notice how that can take some of the impact of it out. And which way would it be spinning?
Counterclockwise.
Counterclockwise, so kind of like this? Mm-hmm. So get it going the other way? If it helps with your hand, you can do that, or if you can just do it in your mind, but just get it going so fast, faster, 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 and as you do, it's going to go fast, and it's going to go down to a dot, and when it gets to a dot, sort of the zero point, it'll open back up, and your unconscious mind can offer you a really wonderful gift. What's that? Just let it take form.
It's like it's another kind of star that's like shining.
A shiny star.
Yeah, well, it's got all kinds, you know how when you look at...
Oh, like the rays coming out of it?
Yeah.
What color is it?
It's white.
White, so it's white and it's bright?
Yeah.
What does that mean to you, a white, bright star? You think of all the metaphors, I mean, if you think of stars as a metaphor,
light.
Yeah. Get a sense of light and what that means to you. Mm-hmm. And what does light mean to you here?
Well, there's two meanings to light.
Two meanings to light. Mm-hmm. When they are?
Well, there's light, like the light in this room and the light that comes from the star, and then there's heavy and light.
So there's heavy and light if you're mm-hmm. talking about weight, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of an interesting metaphor for you.
Yeah.
Do I send it out for more metaphor, or do you want to bring the energy and the thought of that in?
Yeah, I think sending it out would be good.
Okay, so look at your star, your bright mm-hmm. star, mm-hmm. send it out through all the past and the future, and way in the future when all this is totally gone and healed up and sorted out in just the right way, and into the past, gathering up all the potential resources there are, and when it returns, it'll either be transformed or it'll be accompanied by something more. Mm. What's that?
Yeah, an angel with the star.
An angel with the star?
Yeah.
And so, now I never want to guess what these things mean, even though they, you know, they're going to have meanings to all of us. What's the angel represent to you?
My mom.
Your mom. So get a sense of your mom's angel qualities, and that star that represents two kinds of light. And just imagine reaching out, bringing that kind of energy that comes from that, from the star, from the angel, and bring it right into your gut and let it fill this whole space. And then all your cells. And notice what changes occur as you do that. And as you bring that in and you're thinking about that, what's your new story going to be? You got the gifts from your unconscious mind of light and the star and the angel qualities of your mother?
Yeah. Well, my mom's in the spirit world now. And that the story that, I can hear her saying, you know, she said right before she passed that she'll always be guiding me and that there's this... It's kind of not words, but it's more this inference that, you know, we have so much more to connect on.
You and your mom.
Yeah.
We've got so much to connect on.
We've got so much to connect on.
Maybe this is part of her guiding you now.
And that's what she's saying to me, actually, that we have so much more to connect on and so much to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have so much more to connect on. And instead of saying so much more, that implies this was something to connect on, right?
It was.
Okay, yeah. So you have so much to connect on. But the more presupposes the old one. You hear the... So you might want to modify the story a little bit.
Right.
Like, we just have so much to connect on, so many positive things. so many deep things or meaningful things or worthwhile things. Mm-hmm. Got a sense of that?
Yeah.
So get a sense of how you'd say that to yourself?
Yeah. It's more like we're connecting here now.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So we're connecting here now. And she's going to be your guide in certain ways. Mm-hmm. And you're open to that, and that's a good thing. Yeah.
Oh, very good thing.
Okay. So get a sense of moving through the world with this story. You get up tomorrow and that's your, you look in the mirror and that's part of your story. And get a sense your body understands that, so to speak. Mm. You can hear heavenly music that supports you. Thanks, Mom. That was good timing. So, Sunny, go write this out. It's a good thing to write your story down, and then this is when you want to remind yourself to say and think, not just let it happen unconsciously, although that probably will. But go ahead and write it and think it and mm-hmm. bring it into your life and find it, all the additional meanings in this. This is a particularly rich kind of metaphor. Mm-hmm. And you got a real gift from yourself with that, maybe from your mom. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
How's that feel? How do you feel in here now?
Much better.
Much better?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. I think it's a good thing to let this kind of thing settle rather than try to analyze it. So we can ask questions later, but just sort of let that settle in. If you take the time to write a paragraph out, I think it would be, that would serve you. If you write it out, then maybe even write an affirmation around it and say it, it's going to help program it in better. So, okay.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.